Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking about complementary skill sets this week. And for the last couple of days, we've talked about partnerships. Now, one of the things I mentioned about partnerships is that they can be very, very expensive because you're giving somebody equity in a business that you're in, or you're giving them as much power potentially as you have, assuming they're an equal partner. And the other thing that happens is in the event that you have to dissolve the partnership, that can get difficult. So what we're looking for now are people that aren't necessarily partners, but employees, right? Because in a lot of cases, it makes much more sense to bring on an employee than it does to bring on a partner. And so when you're looking for employees, one of the things you want to think about are people that are more efficient or less expensive for you when it comes to doing critical tasks for your business. So if assuming you own a business, you may be proficient at typing. But at some point, it's probably worth it for you to pay someone else to do the data entry. Because in the end, it's going to allow you to focus your time on more meaningful tasks that can help generate some significant revenue. So in my work life, I do a lot of presentations. And so I can choose to create the presentation decks myself on PowerPoint, for instance, or I can convey my ideas to someone who's far more proficient than I am at PowerPoint. And in the end, it ends up being much quicker. And for me, it's easier to delegate. And so not only is it faster, but the outcome is better as a result of me delegating the responsibility to somebody who, quite candidly, is better than I am at it. Am I capable? Yes, I can do it. I can create PowerPoint slides. Is it going to take me 5 times as long as somebody that's really good at it? Yes. And so my time's better used in really enhancing the outcome of the presentation, doing some coaching work, or doing some of the other things I do day to day, and not necessarily spending all that time to build the deck. And as I suggested, not only will it take me longer, but the outcome won't be as good. So why not give it to an expert to handle? If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And so what I'm asking you is for the opportunity to be that person for you. And what it means from your end, just get here every day. What we're going to do is we're going to provide you with material to keep you on that path towards getting you to your desired outcome in life. We all have goals. We all have things that we want to accomplish. This is a way to keep you on that path. Just join me. It's a few minutes a day, and that's all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about a partnership, but this time with your life partner, not necessarily from a business perspective, but in life, and some of the considerations as you're getting close, as you're going down that path. But for today, I just want you to think about the idea of getting somebody in the right place to help you with critical tasks so that you can be freed up to take care of things that are most productive for you and for your business. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.